Welcome to episode 32 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. We got a small crew today because some of us are having fun meeting the cast in Blackpool, England today. So,
bitches.
Right?
Looks like they're having a ball, though, so that's
totally
good.
Totally having fun. You guys will hear all about that soon, about their trip to Blackpool for Storybook 3. But today, we've got myself, Sarah. We have J-Mo.
Hi.
We have Gabby.
Hey.
And Rachel.
Hello.
So we are going to talk about last week's episode, and we are also going to throw it back and rewatch Firebird. Thanks to everyone who voted last night. An overwhelmingly number of you wanted us to watch Firebird.
Shockingly not shocking.
You whores. How many times did you vote, Gabby? You must have had like...
I didn't vote at all.
I was going to say. You just knew.
I didn't know until I got a notification that Jess had mentioned me in a comment. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, okay.
I didn't know. I just kind of decide. Like, I was feeling angsty yesterday. I'm like, I really just want to watch a really angsty CS episode. But we just couldn't decide between Birth, Swan Song, and Firebird because they're all just equally...
fucking painful.
Fucking sob-worthy, so...
And the best episodes, people.
Yeah. Just decided to do a poll. You guys all picked Firebird, shockingly. Not shockingly.
No.
Sorry, not sorry. It was me. I made a bunch of fake Twitter accounts.
I was going to say, exactly. I knew one of you made a bunch of fake Twitter accounts and voted for this.
No, actually, I didn't vote at all. Because I also could not decide when someone told me what to do. Because Sarah's like, which one? And I'm like, I don't know. I think I said Birth, though. And then I was like, but Firebird. That's one song.
So, last week's episode, Where Bluebirds Fly, episode 618... I mean, did anything else happen on that episode besides pancakes? Because I'm pretty sure it didn't.
Pancakes? What are you... I don't get it.
Wait, did you even watch the whole episode yet?
Was born.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday. I watched it last night.
Oh my god.
It took me a while. I'm like, I should probably watch this.
I must say, stepping away from anything Captain Swan related... It was a good character progression for Zelina. Almost a very bittersweet, sad character progression. I kind of wonder is this going to be the end of Zelina? Are we not, assuming the show's renewed, are we not going to see her again? Because I feel like her storyline's been wrapped up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It makes me sad.
I feel like she's going to get her power back. I don't...
Yeah,
I mean, who knows what could happen, but it was like, for a split second, I was like, oh shit, is this a goodbye to Zelina? Like,
I thought they were gonna kill her. I was waiting for them to kill her.
I don't want them to kill her,
but I was waiting for them to kill her. And then they were gonna send her back to Oz, and I was like, oh, here we go.
What were you saying?
I'm skipping ahead, but I love the vault scene between Lana, Bex, and Jen. And, like, yeah. Emma was like, we'll take care of Robin. Like, it was, like, such a great moment between the three.
I didn't care much for the flashbacks, but at this point, I really don't care much for any flashbacks.
That CGI lion, though, was actually a decent lion.
No, it was horrible.
I was shocked. I'm like, am I watching Once Upon a Time?
See, I guess because I like the spider, so I thought the spider was good CGI. So I guess.
The spider didn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to.
But the lion was just so bad.
I thought it was decent. It honestly reminded me of Lion and the Witch in the Wardrobe type lion.
Yeah.
The Chronicles of Narnia. It was much better.
It reminded me of. It wasn't exactly like that.
But so pancakes. I think the best thing about this scene, obviously because... aside from the scene itself, was just the fact that we didn't see it coming.
Exactly.
Which are always end up being the best scenes.
Yeah. I'm really glad that that scene wasn't the sneak peek, and it was the scene in Granny's.
Yeah.
Talking wedding planning. Yeah. Because as much as I loved that scene and I was like, oh my god, this is adorable, they're talking about wedding planning, that came out of left field and I'm just like, holy shit.
That was like...
I was on a plane. Yeah, you're saying.
That was like Red Vest Killian Mila scene.
Yes, it
that
was.
That like shocked the shit out of us.
We're like, what the fuck is going on?
I was on a plane coming back from my brother's wedding when this episode was actually airing. I got off the plane. Once everything was downloaded and everything got, I had 200 text messages. And I'm like, what the fuck happened, you guys? And then I started reading all of the, I started reading all the updates and I was like, I'm going to wait to watch the episode because I'm going to send me like the clip of the actual scene. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to bed anytime soon, even though I had a 2-hour drive home.
Yes. Go ahead.
Sorry, it just was like they actually listened to us. Like, we wanted the domestic scene in the kitchen. Like, Sarah, I remember you said that you wanted them to do something in the kitchen. I was like,
this is my number one headcanon. Him this coming entire up behind episode. Her at the kitchen? Like,
all the scenes were like everything that we talked about in our wedding headcanons. Yes. And I was just like, this is weird. This is getting a little weird.
Even like before that.
Yeah,
we've mentioned all this stuff before. He had no jacket on.
How no jacket?
No jacket. And I thought Ray, and his vest was open.
Ray and Sarah, I was like, Sarah and Ray, you're, he had no jacket on.
How many times have we harped on this since we started doing this podcast? Is we want Killian without his jacket. Finally.
And just seeing Emma with just like not really a stitch of makeup on, clean, fresh face, hair.
Can I have
a
head that looks like
maybe
that?
With, like, the robot?
Jesus.
With
I went to my hairstylist. I'm like, how do you get this? What is this? Sarah, I was actually out to dinner for my grandma's birthday, and Sarah, like, texted me in all caps, like, you have to watch this episode the second you get home. Like, I don't care. You're not allowed to sleep. I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay, I'm almost home. And she's like, it's everything we have ever wanted, ever. And I'm just like, what happened? Like, did they finally bang? Like, what is happening?
Close.
And so I'm like, so I was like, I'm not watching the whole episode. I'm like, I'm not watching this whole episode. I'm like, just send me the scenes. And she's like, okay. So she sent me all the scenes. And I start freaking out over Snapchat to the point where I accidentally sent my freak out Snapchat to the guy I'm sort of seeing. And he's still talking to me, so I literally sent one right after, like, I swear I'm normal. I just have a lot of feelings over these two fictional characters. Like, it was, oh my god, I was so embarrassed. I told Sarah, I'm like, Sarah, I sent this to him, and she's like, oh my god, because it was literally like a paragraph of all caps, like,
it
just
was
freaking out. I don't even remember what it was, but it's just like good times.
That we actually got to see a scene with Killian talking about how he needs to take a cold shower because the man frustrated as hell after Snow walked in.
The way he worded it made it ABC
appropriate.
Yeah. He didn't say he needed a cold shower. He needs a quick and racing shower.
Which
so, like, if the
very,
kid's watching,
also,
they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Even if
it's it's also very Killian. That is such a very Killian way of saying cold shower.
It's the old-fashioned way of cold shower.
Yeah.
Also, I loved his little awkward waddle. Like, I know that's just the way he walks, but my mind went there. And then the way Snow just, like, looked up, it's like, no.
I don't see it.
I loved how this paralleled Emma walking in on them for the
tacos.
Like,
and we've mentioned that before, that we want a parallel with the tacos.
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Although, can someone please take away Snow's key? Like, why does Snow have a key to their house?
Yes. I love he's like, your mother has a key. Good to know.
Good to know.
Yes.
And
Henry,
the fact that...
Does Henry not live with them?
He's with Regina.
I keep wondering this because... It just seems like
bounces around from house to house and calls him a day.
Yeah.
And then he was like in the loft too, so it's like,
I know, it almost seems like he lives at the loft of anything.
He's got room everywhere.
Yeah, he has three houses.
He's got hoes in different area codes.
Yeah, he was out with Violet.
Where's Violet?
Right? He's gonna need a date for the wedding.
Right? He is.
His date's gonna be his uncle.
His storybook?
He's gonna be babysitting.
Who's gonna be fucking babysitting during this goddamn wedding? Everyone's gonna be there.
Cause they woke Blue up, so she'll be around.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. As soon as this thought exited my mouth, I was like, yeah, Blue's a
baby. They should not put any more babies with Blue.
Hell no.
Bad idea.
Actually, you know what? Maybe they should. That way we don't have to worry about them on set. Like, on scene. Like, where are the babies? Oh, yeah, we gave them to Blue and she lost them. So, I mean, honestly, it's kind of a good plan. Just get rid of all the babies on screen. So, I mean, it's budgeting-wise, it would work out. I mean... Call me, ABC. I got this.
Also, I love the fact that CS Pancakes has replaced CS Coffee so quickly.
Yes.
It's so much better, too.
It is better.
It is.
It's canon.
And then all of the different scene analysis, like, someone put that last kiss, like, backwards, and it's just as good, and... People are like, don't pay attention to the veins in his neck while he's kissing her. I was like, you need to stop.
That's all I ever look at.
Oh, no. What I look at, and I sent it to Sarah, I don't know what happened to Colin's hair. And I think it's just, like, the way it was brushed or something. Like, it looks like someone literally jackassed him and, like, buzzed the back of his neck. Because it's, like, perfect, like... faded, and then, like, the middle of it is just, like, bzz, like, it looks like Evan took scissors to his hair. Like, I don't know what happened. And I really think it's just the way it's brushed, because I was looking at it in the other scenes, and, like, it's kind of there, but it's, like, brushed down more, so I think maybe it was just brushed sideways really bad, or I don't know. But the way it looked, it just looked like someone shaved the back of his head.
I don't have the picture anymore. You'll have to find it. Instead of
doing. I have it. But...
She's like, I got you.
I got this. It was so bad. And she's like, damn it, you just ruined this scene, because now that's all I'm going to look at.
I'm just like, and I saw that script tease that Adam put out on his Instagram, and saying it's delicious and it's just from a box. I'm like, someone switched the line and made it even better.
As they do.
They just work so well together.
I also love, like, just the little slap to all the CS haters, where Emma has that line saying about how she's just so happy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes, yeah. Queen.
Yes, Emma Swan is happy.
I just sent it to you guys.
Oh my god!
That's always there. I've always noticed that.
That bad, that, though?
It, like, that,
it's, not, that, it's not always that bad.
I don't know if it's that bad, but I've always seen that.
It looks a little off. Yeah, it looks like just...
But it's not that way in every shot. Like, yeah, the next shot, it's normal,
like,
again.
Totally even.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm gonna ask, like, if he ever goes to another convention again. I'm gonna be like, listen.
Colin, what happened?
Or I'll print it out and be like, have like two pictures
what
side
is
by
this?
Side and be like, what happened?
What happened here?
There's a message you need to print that off and have him sign it.
I'll have her sign it. Be like, can you sign this bald patch? You guys are laughing like I wouldn't do that, but I've totally done
you do
like that to actors before.
Have him draw the hook right there.
Can you give yourself a nice neck tattoo? And then I'll bring it to Jen. I'll have Jen sign it, because Jen will find it amazing. But, like, seriously, cause this was the last day of set, the last scene together, so I'm like, did someone just, like, totally, like, come up and, like, prank you or something? Like, shave the back of your neck? Like, that happened. I think it's just, it's laying weird, but...
It's probably just a really, like, a bad camera angle.
Jen's hands were running through it too much.
Right?
She
yanked some of it out.
That's why I said, I'm like, she yanked the chunk out. Can't handle it.
Then my friend texted me. She's like, we saw tongue. And I'm like, I know.
There was totally tongue.
Prince drew tongue.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. God bless you.
God bless Brigitte.
Yes!
She's already.
There's this great gift.
Okay, so I went from, like, oh my god, this is the hottest scene ever, to, like, I literally teared up when Snow was, like, talking about it, and Emma just, like, hugs her, because she's never had that, and it totally, like, punched me in the face.
I love that Snow's been planning their wedding since forever. Like,
that's, like, before Neverland.
Probably since the Beanstalk.
Snow is us. We've been planning that wedding for just as long as Snow has.
Oh, that's great. There are other great Captain Swan scenes in this episode, though. Like, first of all, they're all over each other for most of this episode.
Yeah.
Already jumping the gun on the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
But I loved the elopement line.
Yes.
Hi, I'll bring the rum. I love it.
My favorite thing was Killian's face when David and Snow were arguing in Granny's, and he was just kind of like looking back and forth, like,
what just happened?
Are you seeing this?
It's great because great. This is in the midst of all the crap going down in this fairy tale world. That is the most real thing that this show has ever done. Like, that is so accurate. This is what parents do.
Yes.
I went through this exact same thing with my family.
Yep. Planning a wedding ain't no
We're
joke.
We're just like, we should just go elope. Like, this is literally what happens. I love when they just bring the sense of realism, you know, into this crazy fantasy world.
And I love that Charming was the one to be like, she's a princess. Like, this is not good enough for her. This is a crap shack.
Oh my gosh.
Well, she's
so
daddy's
in character.
Girl.
Yeah, so in character.
Yep.
And then when she was like, straight up, we love each other. And I was like,
yeah. Oh, like, she's to the point, she's come so far where it just comes out naturally.
I know.
I love his little nod, his little awkward nod, like, yeah.
So what do we write this episode?
When it's right.
Huh. Eight.
I would agree. Eight.
What? I give it 9.
Yeah. I'm going to say 8.
I mean,
it's still solid.
I did love all the Black Fairy stuff.
Jamie Murray is...
She's laying that role.
Amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
I love her.
And I want
and that
outfit.
Dress. I was going to say that dress.
I mean, this is a great storyline. Like, this is a great big bad villain storyline, you know, that is like, finally got me excited to see where things are going. And it has me nervous and anxious and, like, not knowing what's going to happen. And that hasn't happened in a while, so...
I don't think that's happened since season 3.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Jayma?
I kind of wish we had her longer. Because 6A was not good.
Oh. Yeah, it would have been nice for this to be a full season arc.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, like, honestly, nothing happened in 6A.
Okay.
6A was like,
did they not say that the season 6 was supposed to be one big arc?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
They did.
It wasn't.
Not really.
It still felt like it was split.
They just didn't do anything in season A, in 6A, so it's like... It's one arc because nothing happened in 6A.
And they're even still calling it 6A, 6B, so clearly they don't even follow what they say.
No, well, because how else do you split it up?
Anyways.
Mm. Fuckers.
So, that was our happiness of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to get a little angsty. Time to hop on the angst train.
Angst is happy.
We have the perfect people here for some angst.
And then there's me, who's just going along for the ride.
Let me try to remember all my headcanons for this episode.
I can make a vow right now. I'm not going to cry. This is going to be the one time I'm not going to cry. Watch it happen.
Okay.
I also haven't watched this in a really long time.
Okay, no, I was doing a rewatch, and I'm actually at 5... At Firebird, so it works out perfectly.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I've watched it in full since it aired. I've always just watched the CS clips.
Mm. Yeah, that's about right.
Oh. Get your popcorn and your pancakes and your tacos.
And your coffee.
get your popcorn and your
starting the episode in 3, 2, 1.
Beanie!
That was just like a blatant right into it.
Scruffy yeah. David. I forgot about Scruffy David.
It's been a while. The long-haired Killian.
Oh, my God, yeah. Look at his hair.
I forgot how long and, like, bed-heady it is. Oh, I missed it.
I just want to tug on it.
I like Regina's boots. I love her whole outfit.
I love that outfit.
That's her burrito. That's when she, like, just didn't give a shit and just wore her actual, like, burrito coat and scenes. I came for her. Wow, this is hard. Help. I like how it captions his size because he's such a heavy mouth.
I just have the actual audio going so I can hear him.
I just don't like Hades. I just don't like this version of Hades.
He was a very lackluster villain. They could have done more.
Yeah.
He was good at first, but then he just sucked.
If they had not put him with Xelena, like, it would have been
better. Yeah. That whole storyline was a mess. Seems so riveting. Oh my god, Robin's still alive, too. I just remembered.
Yeah. For at least one more episode.
Is he even in this episode?
Yes, he is.
Robbie AK. He had to put the A initial in there.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
This was actually good in a flashback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it.
Really.
And
so this is after she was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. But she robbed stuff again. Was out on bail, but didn't go back to jail?
Well, that's because someone kept all the money that she was supposed to get.
Yeah.
In August.
Yeah. Fucking Pinocchio.
We should have tried to find this place. This is like
I was about to say place. that looks like where we were for filming.
Yeah, this looks
how
like
how it's like overlooking that mountain.
Family Park. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good actress, whoever played. What's her name? Cleo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is she supposed to be the cat from Aristocats? Or no, who's Cleo? Pinocchio's goldfish. Just kidding.
Pinocchio's goldfish.
Whatever.
So that kind of works out nicely. Jen looks so
I cool love this parallel to the pilot.
Yes, yes.
I remember watching this. I was like, oh my god!
Yep.
Well. She got to go. She's walking all casual because you know she's got a boot on her.
I like those boots.
Right?
Not the boot on the car, her boots on her feet.
Yes.
Thanks for clarification. You know.
You're welcome.
Oh, all the red title card.
Yeah, I don't miss that.
No.
I know, I don't miss this red tint on everything.
No.
It was great to see Robbie back, though. I love that man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But again, underutilized. Like,
definitely.
Yeah, they had him back for, like, two episodes. Like, if they made him the ruler of the underworld, I think that would have been so much better.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, he overthrew Hades or something, and then Hades could have been in a couple flashbacks. And then Pan was running the underworld.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just, I don't know, I'm biased because I love Pan, but whatever. That's not news.
Seeing Bobby with his long hair again.
It's kind of weird. Short. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I do love it short.
He looks more creepy, though, with it long. Like, skeevy.
Yeah.
I
Robbie just looks good in that jacket.
Yeah, he does.
Except I feel weird because he's like barely 18.
It looks right? A little big on him.
He's older than 18, right? I think so.
He's still younger than me. No, no bueno.
I miss the red jacket.
I miss her hair down.
I know she doesn't need it because she doesn't need your armor, but like, I miss the red jacket.
Right? Can't she just wear it anyway?
Please. For funsies.
Yeah.
Killian likes it.
Yeah,
he does. That's the only time she wears it is when they're, you know, making pancakes.
This arc made me so sick of Trulo's kiss that made.
This arc was just garbage. Steaming pile of garbage.
It gave us some great moments, but overall it just was not good.
I'm just like, the Xelena and Hades stuff was a steaming pile of garbage.
But again, like, it's like what they did with Outlaw Queen, where they rushed it. If they had taken more time to develop it, it would have worked better. Like, very, you just can't rush these true love kisses and then expect us all to buy it and be like, oh, cool.
And the fact that it's supposed to be the rarest magic out of all, but literally every character has had a true love kiss.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Even people we don't know, Dorothy, okay?
Yeah, like... I do like that lacy green top she's wearing, though.
I like the idea of, like, true love's kiss, like, coming later on in a relationship, like, when it's
when it's right.
Like, when it's right and when everyone's feelings have worked their way up to that moment. But, like, to have it so early in the relationship, like, it... I don't like it.
No.
It's almost like you're telling someone that this person is your soulmate and you have to be with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts a lot of pressure on a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I'm so glad Killian and Emma have not had one.
We never found this graveyard.
If they ever have one, it'll be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, we forgot to find the graveyard.
Why is this clock tower over here too? I don't remember the reasoning behind this. Why is it suddenly in the cemetery?
I don't remember.
Because that's how he was going to get of the underworld. I don't know.
But it was just in the in the town.
I don't know. Right.
I like how she has some darkness in her heart now, too.
Time to split their heart.
I'm sad this didn't work.
I know.
I'm the only big supporter of this happening.
It was a really good idea.
That wasn't me.
Look how close they were standing. So cute.
This was so sad. Look how sad his face was when he's like, and your body's rotting. I was like, oh.
Clearly not, though. Which they don't explain, but whatever.
Because Zeus fixed it. That's what I always went with. I don't question
Zeus. He can take care of whatever. Anything. No problem.
Fine.
Your body's rotting away underground. I got this.
Okay. I'll fix it.
Anything for my OTP.
He just respawned it. It's fine. Yeah, you know, like when you're playing a video game and you just hit respawn, that's what happened.
It's okay, you got plenty of lives left. You're good.
You're good. You're like a cat.
Meow.
Save our planet. I like how casual she is about this.
Yeah.
It's all about the tumble.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody carries that much cash anymore either, though. Let's be real here. I never have cash on me.
And bye.
That was a really fast shower she took.
Yes.
Yeah, for real.
That's not realistic. Oh, I dated a guy once who was good at picking locks.
We don't talk about that guy.
What was his
I
name
do.
Again?
I don't have a problem with Neil. I talk about Neil.
I liked
his story arc and how it played out with Emma.
I think he should be left in the past. Like, I don't like that he's being brought up, but I don't have a problem with Neil.
I agree. Renee. Renee, I have a problem with.
Yeah.
God, I miss that angsty long hair, emo band hair.
Like, seriously, I fucking love Lana looking like this. Stunning.
She always looks stunning.
All the throwbacks to Greek mythology, and I wish they had done more of that, because...
Me
I was
too!
I such a huge fucking geek for Greek mythology back in the day.
Same.
Which is why I was so hyped that there was never the Underworld.
Yeah, but then it just... Like, this was all we got.
And yeah, Emma holding the hook is adorable.
Yeah.
Look at that sweatshirt we never found, Sarah. I found one, but it had, like, little ping pong balls in the middle of every diamond. I'm like, what is the point of this?
Mine's not bad, though. Mine's a pretty decent substitute.
No, yeah, yours is good. I couldn't find one. Well, I don't know. All the ones I found that I liked were turtlenecks, though.
I just can't find a beanie. The right gray beanie.
That's what you got mine for. Share.
Guys, I bought the black and white sweater.
Yes!
How much was it? I'm afraid to ask.
Gabby's the
It wasn't. No, it was not bad.
No, not for that one.
This is for Sassy Sassel Sarah. There's Henry in the goddamn scarf.
Ooh. Missed that before. Did you see that little peek of hip when he reached up to grab the thingy?
No. Rewind.
Hey.
Rewind.
Oh, look, Belle's sleeping. What else is new?
I hope what making her pregnant was to put her pregnancy in it, but they didn't.
That's
do
what it. I thought. Like, it made no sense.
So, like, yeah, why make her pregnant if she's not going to use her belly?
Yeah, but didn't... I mean, she had her baby... quite a while ago. So I think it was too late.
Yeah, over a year ago. But they had announced that she was going to be pregnant before. I don't know.
I mean, the timelines would have matched up if they did, like, a time jump and stuff.
Yeah.
If they would have just sped up pregnancy like they did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you notice the spinning wheel in this scene? Like, there's stuff missing from the shop than in normal Storybrooke, but there's, like, a big spinning wheel.
Yeah, because it's a Pan shop now.
But Pan never spun gold.
Yeah, true. Well, that's the same as Emma's house being filled with her stuff. So maybe it's Rumpel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, which they never explained.
I think because it was, like, the place of, like, lost hope and sadness.
See, like, look how different the shop is. They don't have those big glass cases,
mm-hmm.
which I never noticed. Yeah.
Was that the teacup just on a pedestal?
It's not the teacup, because it didn't have any of the blue on it. TikTok. Throwback to the crocodile. I still don't understand what those red and white things are. They never explain that. They look like rocket launchers.
Yes, they're unfinished business. So Emma's childhood stuff was her unfinished business. Just like...
There he is.
Oh, with that same stupid blanket. She still has that blanket. That was just in last week's episode.
Is there even a baby in there? Probably not.
No, not in that one. Not in that burrito. Now it's a real baby.
Now it's a real baby.
It's only a real baby when you can see its face.
Yeah.
Not a real baby. Which I don't understand. Like, just don't have a real baby in the scene then.
Just don't have a baby at all.
Yeah, just don't write that.
Don't have sex. Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die. See, first off, you're suffocating your baby because you have its face wrapped in a blanket.
I miss Outlaw Queen.
So bad. Yes.
We're going to end up going on Sunday, aren't we?
We'll talk about that later. Gabby, they're doing Outlaw Queen photo ops on Sunday.
I heard.
Oh no.
This is me sobbing.
So sad. I know, because I didn't get to do it at Fairy Tales. I'm like, oh. So upset.
I should have done it at Spooky Empire when I had the chance.
Yeah, it probably would have been really cheap.
Right?
Yeah, I think it was like 80 or 90, maybe.
Damn, what a deal. Everyone looks good in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's makeup is on point, everyone's hair is on point, outfits.
Robin's hair looks good. Look at that hair.
The male's facial hair are on point.
Yeah. The like, everyone's makeup is awesome. Lana's makeup's awesome.
Bobby's makeup was awesome.
But actually,
maybe Underworld does look good on these people. Like, maybe this is not such a bad thing.
Everyone was filtered.
Oh my god, I forgot this happened.
Oh.
No, that's how I remembered that Sean was on this episode because of that scene.
Yo, that I don't even remember. Why does he take his hat? Right? I feel like, no.
That rickety ass elevator.
Look at her hair. Looks actually really good right there.
Hair looks gorgeous.
Yeah, you missed that thing. Whatever.
Sarah, you need to find that oversized sweater.
Okay.
I found that dress.
Rachel found the dress.
Nice.
I don't want it, though.
I already have a Young Emma. I don't need another one.
Yeah. And that's not... That one's kind of
and I like Tallahassee better.
Yeah.
This is a... Mid.
Also, I couldn't wear those big glasses. Like, I literally can't wear big glasses because of my vision.
Well, you put contacts in and you wear the fake glasses.
You just use the 3D glasses and pop out the.
It is frumpy. I don't. It's probably really comfortable.
Mm. I love Emma. She's.
God.
So did she go to jail twice?
I don't.
Because how could she become a bail bond person if she had a warrant out for her arrest?
I don't think maybe she went. I think they.
It's the hand wavy of the show.
Maybe that she's not legitimate.
She probably agreed to help them as a way off. They, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Ah, Cruella.
Stealthy.
Oh, I forgot about Stealthy.
Aww.
It's good to see him again.
When I first saw Stealthy, I thought it was what's Charlie from Lost.
No.
Oh my god.
It looked like him.
What?
No.
For like 2 seconds. And he has the prosthetic on. They have the same like eye shape. So I was like, wait a sec. I'm like, oh, no, it's not.
There she is. I love her so much.
I wish they could bring her back.
Yes, please. I'm sure they could think of something.
I'm telling you, I want an Underworld spinoff with her and Arthur ruling the Underworld.
Yes.
That would be so awesome.
Even if it's just like an internet miniseries.
Put it on with like the Blu-ray box set like or something.
Yeah.
It's like a special thing. It's fine.
Because they had that one scene with, what's his face?
James Marsters.
Yeah.
Which was so fucking random and weird.
Yeah, like it didn't make
sense. What's Spike doing in the Underworld?
I just love out of like all the Queens of Darkness, she's like one of the most mental ones out of all of them.
Yeah, she's evil for evil's sake. Like, there's no redemption there. She's just literally a psychopath.
Yo.
This also made me really appreciate the Blind Witch, too.
Yeah.
She was great throughout this arc. She was awesome.
Again, like, it's the Buffy complex. Like, that's Anya. Like, mm-hmm. I just want bunnies.
Yes! Bunnies. It must be bunnies.
That'd be a fun cosplay to do, the Blind Witch.
Yeah, look at that cloak. Oh, that's awesome.
Look at it.
Try to tease your now hair like that.
It's just a crimper. My hair's already fried, like, I might as well.
Now I just have this image of the Blind Witch showing up during the middle of the musical episode singing Bunny.
If it doesn't happen now, I'm going to be really upset.
Ooh, look at Sexy Pirate.
Certain bless.
The fact that he knew what it meant. He's so well read.
It just makes me think of bloopers. Certain bless.
I like how they capitalize true love in the captions.
Yes. It's a noun. Proper noun.
Her face is like illuminated in the light and his is not.
Oh, look at you.
What was that? Who brought that up one time? Was that Gabby?
No.
It happens in other scenes.
I think, yeah. Probably Justine. Justine's the one that always talks about the lighting.
Yeah, I think it was Justine.
Ugh, stop. You guys are so cute.
Take that back. I can make that.
I don't yearn. Bitch, yes you do.
Yeah, I need a bag with a heart in it for my costume.
Yeah!
That's such an easy bag to make. Drawstring bags.
Can you drive to Orlando and get Jessica's heart and bring it with you?
Why don't we just use the one I made? And then I'll paint it red. Mine just doesn't light up. I mean, I could make it light up. But that's a lot of work.
True.
Look at her. It's like, the disappointment is so heartbreaking on their faces.
Breathing shallowly.
This right
hook.
Here.
Hook. Ah!
We don't need True Love's Kiss. We got this, bitches.
Yeah. Look at that.
True Love's tackle. Literally.
Look at that hair swoosh. Oh, I miss his long hair.
And the realization.
Catch True Love.
Look at their faces. She's so precious.
Aww. Remember when we were so happy in this moment? Remember that split second we were so happy?
Oh, stop.
That beanie. Don't get that. Don't get that beanie, Sarah.
No.
No. That rarely looks good on anyone.
Yes. You get that whole puncher.
I know.
I forgot how many bloopers were from this episode.
Oh, you just slapped her in the head.
Slapped her.
Get that pimp hands thrown.
Also, it really hurts when you get hit with glasses on.
Yeah.
I've fallen flat on my face with sunglasses.
I like walked into a door so, yes, with glasses it does on. It fucking hurts.
Yes. Was it straight on?
Oh, hell yeah. Of course it was.
And then, like, oh, I'm just right here. No.
Yes. Oh, I broke my nose. Oops. Whoop, whoop. It's the sound of the police.
Who's the police?
This is always a bad idea. Like,
like, ow.
This was so sad.
Oh my god.
I honestly thought that Hades was being legit until this part.
Right?
Like, asshole.
So did I. So did I.
We Well, yeah, I mean, this was another storyline that totally took us all by surprise. We didn't know anything about it. So, yeah. Of course, we were hopeful that everything was going to work out.
Then how did he get there with the Trula's kiss test, or Trula's test? Unless he followed Ambrosia, whatever people, the other...
Well, unless because of who he is, he has some way of getting around these things. Like, maybe if because he's Zeus's blood, he can...
It is his realm.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm sure the writers didn't even consider that question.
I don't know what's keeping them. I can't imagine what's taking them so long. Not that I had anything to do with it. What? Without me in the way, what could possibly stop them?
Not at all.
Just kidding, I'm still in the way. He's like, peace out, bitches.
Y'all fell for it. Again.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Oh, yeah, he took... Okay, got it.
See, he has a little black bag. Maybe you get a little black bag.
No, I want the other one.
She wants the one with the cord and drawstring. Oh, the desperation.
The only time he lied to her.
Yes.
Rae's already ready. She's so ready for it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, first off, Sarah, the glass was not sticking up like
that.
What? No. Oh.
Yeah, realistically, she would not have gotten stabbed by glass like that.
No. Once again, Emma losing the people she cares about.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Siren's chirp. We got blood. It's so sad.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Look!
Here it is.
I'm not ready.
I gotta turn myself on.
Yeah.
He's like already resolved that it's gonna happen.
I know.
I think he was resolved at the beginning of the episode.
I think he knew. Yeah. From the beginning, he was never gonna get out of it.
Yeah.
He didn't get his hopes up. Oh, here comes the sad theme song. Look at that single man tear.
Single tears.
That's what got me initially.
More tears. I like how love is UV.
Yeah, right? It's a British love.
Oh no.
Oh,
I love you too.
His I love you, I think, is what always breaks me the most.
Yeah.
Like,
no, what breaks me the most is when he's like grasping the hand.
Yes.
And he won't let go. And he holds it as long as he possibly can. And then, like, that last shot looking down at him.
Yeah, if I was him, I would have got down on the elevator floor and just kind of like.
Or laid there.
the kiss of the hand.
Gosh.
His face. So heartbroken.
That's it, I'm done. I'm
leaving. That's the end of the episode, people.
Could you imagine if that had been the
end of
the
episode? Oh, Jesus H.
I didn't know she said that this is a trial period.
Yeah.
We were so focused on the elevator scene, you know.
Yeah.
I like how the girl's last name was Morris.
Oh, nice.
This was sad. Like, you imagine finding out, first of all, that if, I mean, assuming she knew she was adopted.
It sounded like she knew she was adopted.
That your birth mom knows about you and wants to be with you, and then she's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's still wearing the same boots from the underworld.
Yeah, she is.
They're vintage, okay?
And which then... she took to the underworld, but then changed into the old ones.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I love how they have it, like, all covered until she puts it on.
Yeah.
Oh. Then she's gotta go tell everybody.
Where's your bag? Where's your heart?
True.
Where's your shit? Get your shit together, Emma.
Oh,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Maybe they put her heart back in.
Why
just
didn't we get
the
that
bag.
Scene?
That would have been nice.
Doesn't Regina put it back?
That was a no. She did it earlier. She put it back when they were in the grave site.
So she put it back in the elevator.
Or before they started running.
Boy,
to the
her,
elevator.
I wouldn't even put it back after all this.
No, because she was holding on to it.
Oh, really?
In the elevator, wasn't she? I don't know.
I don't remember her having it in her hand when she said bye to him.
I can't remember. But where's the bag? That was a nice bag. You should have kept that.
Shit. See, this is when I get really pissed off that people say that Emma's not strong anymore, because look at what she just fucking went through, and she's just not gonna stop trying to save her family. Like, she's just gonna put it aside for a moment and just do what's gotta be done.
Yeah.
That takes fucking strength.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, sacrificing her happiness for everybody else's. Yeah. Like...
Mm-hmm. Savior does.
Man, now that heart plot hole is gonna bother me for a really long time. Thanks.
Screw you, Ray.
What I'm here for, guys. What I'm here for.
And fuck you, Rumple, for always sending people to the river. Okay.
Yeah, really.
Mila, Pan, two good people, okay?
Don't even talk about Mila, okay? don't go there.
I'm sorry, but that's
I'm not over that, true. And I will never be
I'm
over that.
I'm not too heartbroken over Pan getting thrown in the river.
No, Pan, yeah, no.
I liked Pan, okay.
I liked Pan, too, but he
I liked Pan before he became Rumple's father. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Like, where we had to tie everybody in.
Kind
of
killed the whole thing for me.
I thought that was the biggest, greatest surprise. I loved it. What it was.
I'm just glad they kept him as Rob BK when they brought him back and not the old guy.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense because he died as the old guy, but it's okay.
This was like fan service, for sure.
Yeah.
His tie looks like Killian's red vest.
Mm-hmm. So, did they ever say why Killian was wearing his jacket, his leather jacket in Underworld, but when he came back, he was wearing a Dark Hook coat?
Because he was buried in the Dark Hook outfit.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But, yeah, though, why I don't know why he was wearing this outfit in the Underworld, though.
Fan service.
Yeah.
That's the answer to everything.
Our answer for everything. Plot holes. Fan service.
Fan service. Look at all that beautiful brocade fabric.
Right?
Just laying there. What
the
hell?
Look out of that.
He's just casually walking.
Rumple's got to strut his stuff. Rumble I feel like this was in one of the parks we were in.
We'll wait for him.
Yep.
Everybody running.
And she sends everyone else through first, too.
Yep.
I feel like she almost wanted to be left behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at her right now. Like,
I feel like if David hadn't stopped her, she wouldn't have gotten in that.
Yeah,
middle.
She would have been like, "Oh no, the portal closed. Darn."
And like me, I was like, "Oh, he's coming. He's gonna come right behind them."
Nope. I know, right? Like, he's just gonna run through it anyway.
Holding out hope, you know.
I'll take way. That plot hole. Cries.
Oh God.
But seriously, why is it in the cemetery?
Yeah, what is that thing smoking in the back? You're right, though. What? What are those red and white fireworks?
They never
things?
Explain the rocket launchers, and I don't know why they're there.
You guys, I had feels during the firebird scene. You know why? This was 5:20. They're getting married in 6:20.
Those bastards.
They've done that with something else too, and I don't remember which one it is.
305. Wasn't 305, and then like 405 was. No, I guess not.
Oh. 2-5 was when they met, and then 3-5 was when they kissed.
There you go. Thank you, Ray. That's where I was going. I couldn't think.
I got you, Gab.
There it
Thanks.
Is.
Thanks.
I'm just like, 5-20, she had to leave him in the underworld, and in 6-20,
5-20, they found out they were true love.
Yes!
6-20, they're getting married.
Yes.
Way to be positive about it.
What happened in 420?
They got really high.
That was Mother, I think.
Oh, we don't talk about that one.
No, we
or Lily. That was one of them.
320 was when she saved him from the well, which was horrible CPR, by the way, Emma, but okay. She literally, like, all she did was, like, kiss him. You're alive!
420 was Lily. Sorry. Lily.
No thanks.
Exactly.
Okay. 220 was... No, that wasn't the strain until morning stuff. The whole, like...
The Evil Queen.
It was the episode after when she was like, you can be a part of something.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, so close.
So that was Firebird. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we watched?
I love that episode just because it reminds me of the Colin meet and greet.
Yeah.
Bam.
And then I get the feels.
That's why she cries now.
That's why I cry, because I'm like...
You're like, oh, I'm talking about this
episode. You should definitely, like, reiterate what he said again, because I honestly don't remember everything.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I remember at this point anymore. Like, I remember...
You didn't write it down?
I would just go back and listen to the very first podcast we did, I guess.
That's true.
No, I do have notes in my phone, actually, that I...
The OG recording.
I jotted down, like, immediately after it was over, but like, it was like 3 a.m. when they did this scene, and they both just were having problems with it. They were just struggling to, like, get to the right emotional level, and I think it basically just came out of, like, desperation of, like, we gotta get this to work and we're tired, and I think they just both start sobbing, and it just, like, clicked.
It worked so well.
They weren't sobbing because they were leaving. They were sobbing through exhaustion.
Rachel, they were sobbing because they were hungry.
Yes. That is me right now. Okay.
Could have eaten before like I did.
But sorry, we, like, all get up, you know, to go to Five Guys. They are the type of people where, like, if one of them starts crying, like, the other will probably start crying.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a, it's like a reaction effect.
I mean, that happens with me when they cry, so...
Yeah, exactly. So...
I remember you said, Sarah, that Colin was talking to the director about it. Like,
oh,
how the director
because,
was trying to get...
The director told him to just fuck it and just read the lines. And I just remember saying, he said fuck it to me. Like, that was hot. Yeah, because at some point, like, you have to stop trying so hard and just...
Yeah.
Just do it. Just read the lines. And if you believe it in your face, the audience will believe it. So eventually, that's what got him to get the scene right.
Oh, we believe.
Yeah, because you said that he thought about saying goodbye to his own wife and.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
I helped you out there.
Thank you. It was so such a long answer. I don't remember a lot of it.
That's what the first.
She blacked out.
I remember for you. Yeah. I remember for you.
I really wish that, like, that had been recorded.
Yeah.
Because I think the fandom would have really appreciated that answer.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I'm just doing a really bad job of reiterating it, so sorry.
So it's been almost a year. It's okay.
You did talk in depth a lot about it in the first one, so.
You did.
Yeah, go back and listen to our first episode.
Yeah, guys. Don't make us remember this.
It's on YouTube.
Alright, let's move on to Rex. Actually, you know what? Let's rate this episode.
Yeah!
Is that even necessary?
Yeah.
1,000 out of 1, or out of 10, infinity. I don't know.
Yeah, 10.
10 out of 10.
I rate it angst.
Speaking of our first recording, it actually has 1,000 views on YouTube now.
Wow.
Because awesome. Sarah's talking about Colin's being green.
Such a good day. That was a great day.
That was great. You got your money's worth for that.
So much Colin on that day.
Yeah.
I hope he's in a good mood like that in Jersey, if he goes to Jersey.
Yeah. Hopefully if he break anything in between now and then.
All right, let's move on to our recs. So I have a fic, because everyone knows I am Harry Potter trash. So Ray was kind enough to send me a Hogwarts AU, and it was awesome.
It was so good. Please come back and finish it.
Yeah, it hasn't been updated since August of last year, so Once Upon a CS is the author. If you're listening, please.
Come back!
We
come
want back. You to finish it.
Come back!
Come back!
Come back!
All right, Titanic feels.
Oh my god, can someone please do a Titanic AU?
Oh my god!
I've seen some, but they're like either like one chapter in and they got abandoned or...
That's a big undertaking.
Anyways, yeah.
This one's called The Lion and the Serpent, and Killian is in Slytherin House, Emma's in Gryffindor, and they become prefects in their sixth year, and obviously they don't get along because Slytherin Gryffindor. But eventually things happen, and yeah, it's really good. And
please continue it.
Yeah, it's so good.
I thought I was obsessed with Hufflepuff Killian, but now I like Slytherin Killian just as much. So
yep.
Yeah.
If you could send me that would be great.
I got you.
So
and please, I will continue to beg till the end of time for more Hogwarts AUs, people.
All of them.
You can't go wrong. You just can't go wrong with Hogwarts AU.
No.
Thank you. Okay, next.
Thank you. That is all. That has been the PSA. Sarah's PSA.
My weekly PSA for Hogwarts AUs.
It's become a theme.
I'm on such a massive Harry Potter kick right now. I mean, not that I'm, like, ever not, but especially, like, the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
So, I kind of want to do, like, an Emma... Hogwarts.
I know where
cosplay.
You're going. Oh my god! I knew you were going to go with that.
Should I wear my Slytherin robes to Toronto this weekend?
That would be so great.
Oh, that would be fun. I kind of want to do it.
I have to buy some Gryffindor stuff.
Dude, I got you.
You have Gryffindor?
I have Gryffindor and Slytherin.
Oh. I only have Slytherin. I don't have robes, though.
Is Josh Gryffindor?
Ravenclaw.
Oh.
No, I was a Gryffindor before I took the Pottermore test.
Okay.
I considered myself to be Gryffindor, and then I got sorted, and they told me I was Slytherin, and I had an identity crisis.
I definitely see you as more Slytherin, though.
There's such a fine line between the two, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
That it would go one way or the other.
I always thought I was Ravenclaw until the Pottermore test.
Every test I have ever taken, no matter if it's like a crappy BuzzFeed test or like pick a makeup and we'll choose your house, like every single thing is always Slytherin. Like
I've never taken any of those other tests.
Like, I have.
I just solely took, and then even when people got to redo their Pottermore one, I was like, nope, I'm not gonna retake it. Like, I don't want to be conflicted.
I retook it and I got Gryffindor and I was like, nope, I'm
What I was afraid of. I don't want to be caught in between two houses. Like, I've sold my soul to Slytherin. I've devoted Slytherin now. That's it. I don't want anything questioning that.
I retook mine, and I still got Slytherin.
That's good.
Bitch.
Yeah.
You pretty much, there's no doubt on anything.
I'll be an Avocat.
Doesn't like Harry Potter.
She's just like,
I'm just here for the ride, yeah.
Gabby, what's your ride?
I want Gabby to take the Pottermore quiz.
You're supposed to do it in VAM, but we forgot.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. We'll forgot a lot of shit, man. Why don't you just take it now?
Live on the podcast.
Why can't I do my Rex first?
Yes. That, 20-minute quiz.
That's right, a 20-minute quiz? 20 minutes. Okay, did two fan videos. One's Hook and Emma, Hot and Vulnerable by Relentless Dreamer. And these are sexy, hot scene ones. An inflection of pancakes. And the other one is Hook and Emma, Crazy in Love by XX Matika Sana XX. And it's really great.
That'd be a good one.
Is it the Beyonce version, the slow one?
No, is it the slow one from 50 Shades?
Yeah, it's a slow
Sophia
one.
Sophia Vergara? Or no, I don't know. Sophia Vergara.
Wait, I don't know what Sophia thinks.
Sophia
Carlberg.
What?
Sophia Carlberg. She's really good.
Carlberg, yeah. It's Sophia somethingberg, okay?
I knew what you were talking about, Ray. I knew what you're talking
Thank
about.
Thank you, Gabby. Gabby knows.
I think
we had this conversation in the car, though, about how much we like her.
Yes. Because I think I let you listen to some a new song.
Yeah. I think it was Pillow. Was it Pillow Talk?
It was Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
Anyway, where do I go to take this?
Pottermore.com.
Okay. Go ahead with your Rex people.
JMO.
So I've been reading a lot lately, which I haven't done in a while, just because I've just been in a funk. But I've been kind of obsessed with I'm not sure how new she is, but a new author for me, Hooked on a Pirate. And one I just read recently, I binged it, was called Sweet Salutations. And I'll read the description. Captain Swan AU, Killian Jones is the new deputy of Storybrooke, where he wasn't expecting to be working at such a small police station, and he definitely wasn't expecting the sheriff's daughter, Emma Swan, who owns a bakery across the street. He's quickly hoping to taste more than just the cream-filled pastries she's offering him.
Ooh, I know where this is going.
Obviously, he's going to ask her for her recipe on how to make it. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
It seems right up your alley, Ray.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll actually really like this one, I think. He moves from England and he goes to Storybrooke and he's not sure he'll like being there, and then he runs into Emma and he's like, well, maybe I actually will like being here. So, and they kind of have to navigate the relationship, try to keep it a secret from her dad for a second, but it's really good. There's a scene in the bakery at 4 a.m. when he's helping her
with
pastry stuff. I'm not spoiling the whole thing. I'm just saying. Go read it.
They make pancakes.
Yeah! Making pancakes. Someone needs to make a video of CS Pancakes to that fucking Adventure Time Bacon Pancakes song. Someone please
Which song? The original one or the one where they put it to New York by Alicia Keys?
Either one. I don't care.
Because that one is the best.
What song are we talking about?
New York by Alicia Keys, but they put bacon pancakes to it.
So oh, really?
Bacon pancakes, New York. And then
I need to hear
it. Works so well. I'm going to find it right now because
I can't find this quiz on the site, people.
I'll make that video. That'd be a short video. I could do that.
Please, Rachel. Do it for my birthday, please.
Oh my god. Someone made a 10-hour video of it. Yes! It's my life. Sarah, what was I wrecking?
You are gonna wreck Julie's.
Yes.
Hogwarts AU art.
Mm-hmm. I am wrecking Julie's Hogwarts AU art. Which is which Sarah sent to me this morning as I was eating Five Guys. And it was Hufflepuff Killian, and he's got chest hair, and it's beautiful, and good job.
And then she did like a post of all four of the houses in that same pose.
Well, I only got Hufflepuff Killian, so that's all I saw.
I'll send it to you.
I haven't been on Tumblr. I've been spoiler free.
I'm sort of
not really anymore. I spoiled myself, but you know, it's okay.
I'm texting it to you to show you.
Whenever Sarah gets spoiled, I spoil myself so we can discuss it.
Understandable.
Oh, she did Killian in all the houses. I thought you meant like she did other characters.
No.
He looks good in Slytherin too.
Yeah, he does.
Damn.
We all gave our recs. Okay.
Yes, we did.
Bacon pancakes. Bacon pancakes.
So.
Not gonna be stuck in her head for the rest of the day.
You're welcome. We are 1 week out from the wedding extravaganza of the year. We're not sure if we're going to be recording next week. Some of us will be at the Toronto convention.
Some of us, it's Sarah and I.
Yeah. So to be determined if we're recording next weekend, but if not, we will for sure we'll be back the week after with our big wedding. I don't even know what to call it. Fangirl, squeeze.
Wedding palooza.
Wedding palooza. I like that.
Yes, cella. Captain Swancella.
Captain Swancella.
Swan,
oh my god.
Wedding palooza. Wedding Captain Swancella palooza. I don't know. I'll stop.
I love it.
This is why I'm not in charge of naming things.
So yeah, that will probably be a really massively long, crazy episode, I would imagine.
Top fest.
Yeah. Alright, so, as always, you can find us on all of our social media. We are OUACS Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, WordPress, Gmail, Snapchat, although not really.
Snapchat, like, once every 2 months.
Yeah.
You can like and subscribe to us on iTunes, Audioboom, Pocket Cast, YouTube. And we will see you guys sometime in the near future. We'll let you know on our social media.
If we're still alive. Like, there's no promises.
True. Very true. If we survive this musical extravaganza.
Wedding palooza. Coachella.
Come up with a name for
it. Yeah, Coachella. I love that.
Swanfest.
Ooh.
Hook Cella Swanfest Palooza Extravaganza.
Are you writing this down?
No, it's recording. It's fine. Okay. Party.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
What the hell with these questions, man?
Are you doing the Pottermore test?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What
are you talking about?
I'm still recording. This will go on at the end.
Okay. This will be the blooper at the end.
And now, Gabby is taking Pottermore test live. Let's. Okay, yeah, our predictions. Okay, what do we think? What do we think she's going to get?
Ravenclaw.
I'm going to go Gryffindor.
Thank you, Ray. I'm kind of rooting for Slytherin because I'm
She's got that snarky little quiet, when we least expect it, she comes out of left field with her snarky remarks.
And if she is a Slytherin, then it's all four of us.
True.
Okay, I'm going to read these answers. Okay, a troll has gone berserk in the headmaster's study at Hogwarts. It is about to smash, crush, and tear several irreplaceable items and treasures. In which order would you rescue these objects from the troll's club if you could? Like, I don't know.
Well, see, you're supposed to have, like,
I guess some knowledge
and shit.
Yeah. We can't tell you what we think, because that'll skew your response.
Yeah.
Just go with your gut, woman.
Well, they don't have, because I have to scroll down, and it's like, can they just have it laid out? I'm like, I need it laid out. I can see them all
together.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Got my result.
Okay, what is it?
Slytherin.
Yes! One of us.
One of us. Now we're like the little aliens from Toy Story.
One of us. One of us.